Yes, Kenny, we finished in the darkness at a long game. It's supposed to be from a 1:30 start, but I mean, as you said, there was a 45-minute delay because of the referee, and he's just blown his whistle, and in effect, they played the 240 minutes, as you asked. And I think it's because if there's any, because of the league, if Armagh had a chance to score more points, whatever, but it didn't really matter at the end of the day. The final score here at the Palace Grounds in the Ulster Senior League was Armagh 55, City of Derry 5. Outscored by 9-1, 9 tries and 5 conversions for Armagh. 24-0 at half time, and you know, losing Chris Cooper, the City of Derry, and no replacement, it made a big difference in the second half. But nevertheless, there was a lot of areas of the game which I said were good in the sense from Derry's point of view. Some of the young guys technically looked reasonably good, but defensively they were very good, and they never gave up, and they were awarded with a consolation score just on the end whenever Joe Dunleavy, the wing forward, a letter Kenny man, as you know, he managed to burrow his way over at the post, and at 55-5 at least. So Derry got on the scoreline. But from their point of view, after that result last week against Dungannon, they were looking to build in this one today. As I said, I don't think they'll take too much out of the scoreline, but I mean, obviously, the strength and depth in City of Derry is something we've talked about all season, and something that'll have to be addressed before the start of next year. They have Ballinahinch next week at home, and that's not going to be an easy game either, because Ballinahinch, despite what team they put out, will be very, very strong. And really, everything now is geared towards the AIL game against Barnhall in a couple of weeks' time, and that's the important thing, because another victory in that one there, you know, starts to lift the gloom in the All-Ireland League after the very depressing 2016. I mean, Armagh took the lead after 5 minutes. Their fullback Ryan Purvis. Derry had an opportunity to score a penalty, but Neil Burns hit the post. They had further scores in from their number 8, Neil Falloon, who got 2 scores, and scrum half Harry Doyle, and Fox converting 2 of those. So 24-0 at half time. The Derry first 10 minutes of second half, Derry were competing well, but then eventually they with a man short and with the pace and power that the Armagh backs had, things were going to happen. And Kyle Falloon, he intercepted the last thing you really want, to race away, and that made it 31-0. And then John Falloon again went over the winger, the wing forward replacement David Swan, he went over, were converted to 43-0. James Hannah scored then, was 50-0. And that was the score that probably was as good as there was. A big second row. He got the ball about 40 metres out, stepped inside a couple of players, and showed a tremendous turn of speed to dive over at the post. And that was converted. And then the final score is by fullback Ryan Purvis, who finished off. And as I said, Joe Dunleavy getting over for City of Derry after some good work by the forwards. But I mean, it will be disappointing from Derry's point of view. But as I say, defensively at times they're very good. This Armagh team are a super side. Certainly it'll be very disappointing for them if they don't get promotion up into Division 2A, because with Brian McLaughlin at the helm, I know they have a lot of young players. They decided apparently a few years ago that they were going to bring in the young players, and certainly it has worked. They didn't have a great season last year, as we know, but this year they've come back with a bang. And the way they're going in the All-Ireland League, and it looks as if they're going to win this particular Rugby Championship 1 in the Ulster Senior League. And that'll be a big one for them. Big crowd here at the Palace Grounds. They have a great support at Armagh, and certainly the team looking very, very good. It was a double for them in a sense, because across the pitch in the adjoining field, it was a Towns Cup. It was their second 15 were taking on Limavady, and they just proved too strong for Limavady, won by 38-8. So all in all, it was a very good day for the Armagh Rugby Club, both in the Ulster Senior League and in the Towns Cup.